the relationship between patient and caregiver. There is strong evidence showing that love and support from others is important to improve a patient's well-being. We often look into the support system of a patient and provide psychosocial support not only to patients but their caregivers. A caregiver can be a family member, a domestic helper, or even healthcare professionals. For today's discussion, we will focus more on family caregivers. So why is it important to focus on caregivers' mental and emotional health? Caring for someone can be physically and mentally tiring. Research has shown that caregivers experience much higher levels of stress compared to people who are not caregivers. Some of these caregivers may even be caring for multiple people within the family. For example, a wife who is caring for a husband who is the patient may also have to care for her elderly parents and young children. It is therefore important to focus on the caregiver's mental and emotional health as they may neglect themselves in this process. Many caregivers may feel incompetent when they embark on their caregiver's journey, as it is something new to them. There can be a great sense of guilt and helplessness when they hope to provide better care, yet they do not know what to do. Being a caregiver is a 24/7 job. It's physically demanding and oftentimes lonely. Many of them feel isolated, as not many people understand the multiple stresses a caregiver goes through. Some caregivers have to quit their jobs or take no pay leave, and they are often in a dilemma to balance between providing adequate care and earning enough to support the household. It is often no surprise when you hear caregivers skipping their own medical appointments or turning down dinner invitations as they prioritize the patient's needs over theirs. So, how do caregivers cope with their mental and emotional stress? There can be a lot to manage as a caregiver, but you have to focus on yourself too. Self-care is very important, but often neglected. Here are some tips for caregivers to cope with your mental and emotional stress. Number one, pay attention to your needs. Try to take a rest or a short break from your usual routine once in a while when you feel too overwhelmed. Maintaining your exercise regime and some connection with others can also help to release stress. Number two, do not turn family and friends away when they offer help. Family and friends may be eager to assist you. Accept it and learn to delegate tasks such as picking up your children from school, buying groceries, or even bringing the patient for his or her appointments. If you need a short break, let your family members know how they can take over for a few days. After all, caregiving is hard work and you deserve your annual leave too. Number three, you can try to work as a team. Importantly, do remember that you are not alone. The patient, healthcare team, and other family and friends are valuable resources. The patient knows his needs best and will be able to guide you on the help he needs. You can always consult the doctor or the nurses on the potential side effects and how to manage them, or talk to a dietitian on what food is good to have or to avoid. Some caregivers may even join support groups to gather tips from other caregivers who are in similar situations. In summary, caregiving can be a long, drawn and tedious journey. We need to support and alleviate the stress of a caregiver as much as we can. There are various self-care strategies that a caregiver can explore, and remember, we are here to journey with you.